Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode here on the 5571 podcast. My name is Danny, and this is a podcast all about what's new and what's happening at the Disneyland Resort. And I just want to start off, of course, by saying a little bit of an excuse for my voice. I got actually sick and lost my voice, so I'm trying to record this as best as I can so that you guys can still get that content, still get those updates, because we actually have a lot to talk about, and I'm so happy that, again, the podcast was pushed to Wednesday because, of course, as you all might already know, there was some big news that dropped by Disney in a move we actually have never seen before. So we'll get to that shortly towards the middle of the podcast. So for our first update, I wanted to talk about an email that we all received if you're a Magic Key holder. And that was in regards to, well, I guess I should indicate, if you were a Magic Key holder that's on the payment plan. I'm one of those people, and we actually got an email from Disney about the payment, third-party payment system. There was actually a technical issue that caused a delay in processing the payments, so people were having some issues at the parks, getting into the park because their passes were blocked because they hadn't received payment. You might have saw your payment go through a little bit later than normal, so Disney sent us an email telling us that there was a technical glitch, but that everything should be fine moving forward, and that after that email was received, that they were going to charge our cards for the amount that we needed for that month's payment. So if you guys had a little bit of an issue with your past payments or some sort of problem come up at the park, and you didn't know why and you were kind of concerned, this is the reason why. Disney issued a statement saying that it was an issue with a third-party payment vendor. So looks like it's all resolved at this point, but if you had some sort of issue with your pass, that should be resolved at this point at the time of the podcast. I know for me anyway, I saw the payment go through, I think 3 days after I got that email. So it went a little bit later than it normally does. So, but if you had any continuing issues that you needed to resolve at the ticket booths, they'll help you there. I know some people still had issues. If you ever have those issues, head on over to the ticket booths and they should be able to either direct you to a different location or at least get you the help at the ticket booths to pay off whatever you need to pay to get your pass active again. Next up, actually, over the weekend, we had the candlelight ceremony at Disneyland. So Disneyland's candlelight ceremony actually only lasts one weekend compared to Epcot's, where it kind of goes the whole holiday season. And the celebrity narrator this time was Brie Larson, aka Captain Marvel. She did a really good job. She was a little timid, I would say. I actually saw her on Saturday at the second showing with Mondo from Five Fires YouTube. She did a really good job, though. She was very clear, concise, reading the narration. She just seemed a little bit shy and definitely humble by the experience. So that was cool. But the choir and the musical symphony orchestra, all that stuff, so amazing. They did such a great job. This is such a great show to watch just in general. If you have an opportunity to do it next year, I highly recommend it. It was a lot easier to watch the second showing than it was the first one. Because I know the first showing, people wait all day, typically, to get a spot and standby, since majority of the seating in Candlelight is invited guests only. So the second showing is nice because the guests that have waited all day for the first show, they've got out, and there's not really like any sort of queue set up for the second one. You kind of just fill in standby as it becomes available. So definitely try it next time if you haven't. It's an amazing tradition that started with Walt Disney and continues on, and I hope they continue to do it for years to come. So next up is the big news of the week, actually. Disney dropped something that they have never done before, at least to my knowledge anyway, which was a 2024 Disneyland events calendar. So essentially, the whole entire year mapped out for all of the different festivals and events they're going to have at both Disney California Adventure Park and Disneyland Park. Typically, we see a Disney Parks blog post for every single event just prior, indicating the dates for those festivals and then also talking about the details. But this time, Disney did everything all at once for the entire calendar year, all the way up until the holiday seasons next year. And we got details about some amazing new additions coming to all the different festivals, including the return of an amazing festival that we had at Disneyland, I think back in 2018. So first up for 2024 is going to be the Lunar New Year Festival. That's going to be starting on January 23rd, and it's going to be going until February 18th. And of course, this is at Disney California Adventure Park. You could probably expect similar, you know, offerings that we've had in past years. This is the year of the dragon, as far as the Chinese zodiac. So maybe a lot of features for Mushu. Maybe we even see the Raya meet and greet at Sisu in her human form, potentially. So lots of things that they could do here. I know Mondo was even talking about maybe they even do Figment because it's a dragon, right? So, but I don't know. I don't know if there's a home for Figment outside of Epcot, but we'll have to see what Disney has up its sleeve. But again, that's January 23rd to February 18th for the Lunar New Year Festival at Disney California Adventure Park. This is typically one of the most fun festivals. There's a lot to offer, a lot to do, lots of entertainment, some really great food booths. I was a little disappointed this year, I have to say, in the Festival of the Holidays. So I hope that Disney has something up its sleeve for the Lunar New Year Festival. I typically really like and enjoy the foods that they offer during Lunar New Year. So I'm hoping and keeping up my hopes for this to be good and come through, right? I'm hoping San Francisco Square is going to be featuring some really awesome food items. And we can also expect some awesome food items over at the Paradise Garden Grill. Then right after that, actually, like the day before the Lunar New Year Festival ends, they're actually going to bring back Celebrate Gospel at Disneyland Park. And that's going to be February 17th and then February 24th. And this is during Black History Month. This is something that they usually do over in the Fantasyland Theater. So keep an eye out for that. They're going to be doing the same situation. They're going to have the Fantasyland Theater. It's going to be called Celebrate Gospel. Concerts will be there on each of those days. So February 17th will be a concert, and then February 24th. The February 17th show is going to be headlined by Marvin Sapp. And then the February 24th concert is going to be headlined by Tasha Cobbs Leonard. And this is a really fun festival. It's something really cool to experience, especially if you've never seen or been to, you know, any sort of gospel concert or seen gospel music performed. It's really, really awesome. I've done this the last couple times, and I think it's something definitely worth checking out if you're at Disneyland or happen to be at Disneyland for those 2 weekends that it's going to be. So definitely check it out if you can. There's no extra cost. It's all included, so why not? Then, of course, right after Celebrate Gospel, Disney California Adventure Park will transition from Lunar New Year Festival starting on March 1st. It'll be the Food and Wine Festival, of course, returning back. So Food and Wine this year is March 1st through April 22nd. That's when we're going to have the Food and Wine Festival at Disney California Adventure Park. So similar offerings as previous years, at least kind of what they've outlined in this announcement. We're going to have the live entertainment offerings, the food booths, the different food offerings, the wine seminars, the alcohol and spirits classes, and all that kind of stuff. Really, really fun. I've enjoyed those every single year that I've done them. I'm going to definitely try to get one again this year. And hopefully I can get on top of that and share it with you guys, because a lot of times it just kind of quietly goes out there. So definitely, as soon as I know about it, I'll talk about it on the podcast so that you guys can book one for yourself. One of my favorite things at Food and Wine Festival. But again, Food and Wine is March 1st through April 22nd. Next up, Disney's going to be doing Season of the Force for Star Wars. Of course, this is going to be encompassing the May 4th holiday. So it's going to be from April 5th until June 2nd for Season of the Force. And this is going to be at Disneyland Park. We're going to see Hyperspace Mountain return, some specialty food and beverage items and merchandise available for a limited time during the celebration. And then, of course, we finally are going to get brand new adventures on Star Tours that we got teased, you know, at the past from Disney parks. So those new adventures on Star Tours will be coming during that Season of the Force period from April 5th to June 2nd. The next one I want to talk about is something crazy that I never thought was going to happen, and that is the return of the Pixar Fest. Pixar Fest is finally coming back to Disneyland Resort April 26th through August 4th. So it's going to be our summer celebration returning once again at Disneyland. Mondo and I have been talking about for a really long time how we want the summer celebrations to return back to Disneyland and Disney California Adventure Park. And it looks like we're finally going to do it again with Pixar Fest returning. So as soon as the Food and Wine Festival ends on the 22nd of April, there's going to be a four-day transition for Pixar Fest, and then it goes all the way through the summer until the Halloween season on August 4th. But there's a lot of special things coming with the return of the Pixar Fest, including a brand new show or parade over at Disney California Adventure Park called the Better Together Parade. And this parade looks like basically a reskinning of the Pixar Play Parade. So the official title is Better Together, a Pixar Pals celebration. But it looks like it's been updated to include a lot of the new Disney Pixar movies that we have had come out, like Turning Red, Luca, etc. So I'm excited to see that. One of the things we're seeing in the float, in the concept art that they shared with us, is a float that features all of the characters, including Panda May, all her friends on the bottom, and then members of the Four Town boy group. So singing on the float, performing as it goes by, that's going to be a super popular float, as it's, you know, a lot of people really love Four Town. They loved that movie. So not only that, I think Disney also mentioned that they're going to be bringing Turning Red to theaters with the other movies that didn't get their theater attention, like Pixar Soul, Turning Red, and Luca. So it's going to be a big resurgence for Turning Red and Luca and Soul. Hopefully they feature all three of those movies in this new parade, the Better Together Parade. It looks like, since we're only seeing one new parade float, in addition to like a new entry float that's been reskinned, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say it's probably going to be the same floats as before. They're just going to have this new float for Four Town and Turning Red, which they're showing us. So we'll have to wait and see, of course, but it looks like it's just going to be like a reskinned, plussed up version of the Pixar Play Parade, which we're not complaining about. We really liked that parade. It's a really big hit with a lot of fans and a lot of kids, so it's going to be nice to see it. But yes, Pixar Fest is returning. Not only is it bringing that brand new parade, but to Mondo's delight, since we always talk about this, they're bringing back the Pixar fireworks show, the Nighttime Spectacular Together Forever. So Better Together for the parade and Together Forever for the fireworks show. This was one of the best Disney fireworks shows that we've had in a long time. And it features the Up House flying over Sleeping Beauty Castle. But they're going to be adding some new characters or new movie elements into the show that were not a part of it before. So I would imagine we're going to see some additions of those new Pixar movies, like Turning Red, maybe Elemental. But again, this is an amazing fireworks show, probably like up there with Remember Dreams Come True, Disneyland Forever. People loved seeing the Up House flying over the castle, seeing you know, the Pixar characters. They had the little inflatables down Main Street during the Coco segment of the fireworks show. So it was a really immersive fireworks show that was one of the first shows to really kind of incorporate the projections and the immersiveness on Main Street. So it's cool. But not only that, of course, there's going to be special food, special merchandise. Pixar Fest really brought a lot of special food that even to this day still exists. A lot of the food and dessert items that were debuted for the Pixar Fest are still used today, for instance, in the Bing Bong candy shop with all the different treats that they have in the treat display. A lot of those were debuted or invented specifically for Pixar Fest and continue to live on. So there was a lot of new additions that were added during that time. that continue to live on. So it has a lot to live up to. A lot of people really liked Pixar Fest. I'm excited that they're bringing it back. I never expected them to bring it back. And I'm more happy that we're just going to have a summer celebration at Disneyland once again. There's things to do for people. There's going to be a lot of construction still happening at Disneyland and Downtown Disney. Not really any new rides debuting other than Tiana's Bayou Adventure later at the end of the year. So truly, these celebrations are really what's going to keep people coming back and trying new things at Disneyland Resort. Next up, after Pixar Fest ends, we're actually going to have Halloween time at the Disneyland Resort. And for the first time ever, we're actually starting the Halloween season in August. Now, this is not unnormal for Walt Disney World, but it's certainly unnormal for Disneyland. It's always the first week in September that we typically see, like, Universal's Halloween Horror Nights start. We see the first Oogie Boogie Bash. We see the Halloween season begin at Disneyland Resort. I think this year was actually even on the first. So it's truly weird to see the Halloween season starting on August 23rd going through October 31st. So again, August 23rd through October 31st for Halloween time at the Disneyland Resort. Disney did confirm a few things. We've talked, you know, hey, is Oogie Boogie Bash going to be coming back? Is it going to make its return? And in fact, it definitely is. Disney called it out in this announcement. They said that the Oogie Boogie Bash, a Disney Halloween party, would be returning to Disney California Adventure Park with the immersive treat trails, rare character sightings, unique entertainment, etc. So no After Dark event over at Disneyland, at least not from where that they've shared with us for Halloween anyway. So Oogie Boogie Bash is still the main focal point for the Halloween celebration. But in addition to Halloween time, Disney also specifically called out a celebration of Coco at the Plaza de la Familia over in Disney California Adventure Park. And that is the same time frame as starting on August 23rd, but going and continuing on to November 2nd. So two additional days after Halloween time. So this will be the main focus, of course, over at Disney California Adventure Park with the little storytelling and music show that they have with the puppets and the dancers over in the Plaza de la Familia, Paradise Gardens area of Disney California Adventure Park. And lastly, for the holiday season, Disney actually lists when the holidays are going to begin, but they don't give an end date on both the graphic that they show and the little section on holidays. So it's starting a little bit later this year, which is kind of interesting. It's going to be starting on November the 15th, but no end date for holiday season. This year, the holidays are ending on January 7th. Maybe they'll, as we get closer, we'll get the actual end date for the holidays then. But at least for right now, we just know that holidays at Disneyland Resort, including the return of Festival of Holidays, all of the normal holiday things that we have, they're all outlined and showcased in this update. So it's going to be opening or starting again on November 15th. So a little bit later. I don't know if I've ever seen it start that late. So, but I mean, that's a jam-packed year, right? We have basically every single section of the calendar having some sort of celebration, some sort of special event. And I think this is what Disney needs when they don't have a lot of things debuting during the year. This is like their debut. So in addition to outlining all the holiday and festival celebrations, Disney also outlined some other Disney magic happening throughout the year. Of course, the Pixar Place opening its doors for all guests now on January 30th, 2024. I'm sure we'll probably see a lot of guests staying in the new rooms before that date, but we're quickly approaching it. So January 30th, the transformation of the hotel will be complete, including the rebranding. And then, of course, we talked about it before, but they highlighted it again during this little announcement, is Fantasmic is going to be returning on May 24th. But there's some big changes that they also outlined here as well, too. So it's going to be featuring brand new special effects, a thrilling battle scene between Sorcerer Mickey and Maleficent, plus the return of the iconic Peter Pan scene. So Gone are the days of the Pirates of the Caribbean scene on the Columbia sailing ship that's going past. It's now going to go back to the olden days of Peter Pan, Captain Hook, and all the Lost Boys fighting on the ship. Wendy's on there as well, too. So a lot of people really wanted them to bring this back. This was something that was changed when the Pirates of the Caribbean movies were like at the height of their popularity. So that's really cool. They're taking the opportunity to not only bring some brand new special effects to the show, but also bringing back that iconic scene that people really, really love. And they're going to be doing some other new kind of state-of-the-art projections and things they haven't had before. So I'm excited to see this. It's going to be debuting the same time, the same weekend that it did in 2022. But you know, the show wasn't open for a full year before it had all those problems. So I would imagine too, sometime between now and May 24th, we'll also see the Mark Twain return to service as well. The last couple times I went to Disneyland, it was looking pretty good. They had gotten really far on some of the renovations on it. It's looking better than it ever has, in my opinion. So I'm excited to get back on the ship and just see what all the things that they changed on it are. And then, of course, the last big thing that they're highlighting for 2024 is going to be the opening of Tiana's Bayou Adventure. And then also at some point they're not talking about here is the opening of Haunted Mansion with all of its changes. So we know that's going to be happening at some point too. But it just specifically wasn't highlighted here. Maybe they don't have a timeline set for that just quite yet, but they are calling out Tiana's Bayou Adventure, which they again say will be opening in later 2024. And then they showed the same concept art that we've seen for the attraction for the past few times now. And in addition to that, we also got a little blurb about the special resident ticket offer. In addition to that, the transformation over at Downtown Disney. So they're highlighting Paseo and Centrico, and they're also giving us a brand new artwork that we haven't seen for both Paseo and Centrico, as they've been fully renovated in the artwork. And it looks like, from what I can see, you'll be able to fully walk around Centrico. Now, we kind of weren't sure about this because as we saw the structure being built for Centrico, which is that bar that replaced the Uva Bar in Downtown Disney, it was kind of unclear as to whether or not there would be a pathway returning to that other side again, because it just looked like it grew so much bigger than what it had before. But you can clearly see in this new artist concept that Disney shared that guests are walking behind the bar in that area that's currently closed off right now. So we can expect it to be its own kind of floating space once more. And then you can see kind of in the artwork, the entrance to Paseo just behind it. And it looks very similar to what Catal was. They have two additional signages this time. So they have a new sign replacing the current Catal sign. And then they have another small Paseo sign over on top of the Disney Home store. Because as you know, Disney Home and Wonderground Gallery closed last year so that they could add the additional dining space above it for Paseo. So for the last part of our podcast, I wanted to go into some of our other Southern California theme parks, starting off first with Knott's Berry Farm. Now, if you haven't noticed or haven't been over to Knott's Berry Farm in a while, the Camp Snoopy area of the park has gone under some major deconstruction with no announcement as to kind of what's being put in that place. They just took out a bunch of rides, kind of demolished a whole area, and we didn't really know what to expect for that space. Well, Knott's actually posted a brand new teaser showing Snoopy in his hard hat construction hat and his little construction outfit, his like little vest. And it says, top secret, do not open until 12/7. Well, that's going to be Thursday of this week when you're listening to this podcast. Knott's Berry Farm, go ahead and head over to their Instagram page. They're going to have the latest details, probably also on their website, as to what's coming there over in Camp Snoopy. It looks like all signs are pointing to a roller coaster. They did take out an existing roller coaster that was there that was quite old, little kids roller coasters. So maybe some new family roller coaster that's being put in there. This will be the first also attraction that is being built at Knott's Berry Farm since the acquisition and merger with Six Flags. So it'll be different, interesting to see. Definitely head over to their Instagram page on the 7th to see what it's all about. And of course, make sure you're following our Knott's Adventure for up-to-date information about Knott's Berry Farm. And continuing on with Knott's Berry Farm, something that like is kind of a fun tradition for a lot of people that's not really that talked about with Knott's Berry Farm is, of course, Mrs. Knott's chicken dinner, right? But what I'm talking about is their holiday dinners, specifically for Thanksgiving and Christmas Eve. Now, obviously, Thanksgiving's in the past at this point, but Knott's does take-home dinners from the chicken dinner restaurant for both Thanksgiving and for Christmas Eve. You want to definitely get those booked as soon as possible. They do things like full-size turkey, ham, lots of different size desserts, and it can serve up to 6 to 8 people. Season pass holders even get 10% discount on these take-home Christmas Eve dinners. So if you don't want to do any cooking on Christmas Eve, you just want to enjoy your time with the family and have a nice dinner that's catered, essentially, you can do pickup and choose a pickup time on December 24th at Knott's Berry Farm if you're local and have a Mrs. Knott's chicken dinner, Christmas Eve dinner. You can do a full turkey. Maybe you could do fried chicken. It's totally up to you. This did sell out really fast last year. I tried it. I tried to do it myself, but it sold out. So if you haven't already and you're interested and this sounds like something you might want to do, head on over to Knott's Berry Farm or just Google like Knott's Berry Farm Christmas Eve take-home dinners. And it should be right there. So just like Disneyland, we actually got all the dates in advance for 2024 at Knott's Berry Farm as well too. Lots to look forward to. Of course, in January, starting off with the Peanuts celebration, January 27th to February 25th. And then right after that, our favorite festival, the Boysenberry Festival, which is going to be from March 8th until April 28th. So sometimes it's daily and sometimes it's weekends only. So it'll be listed on the Knott's calendar, but essentially from March 8th to April 7th, it's going to be every day of the week. And then from April 13th to April 28th, it'll only be on the weekends for the Boysenberry Festival. After the Boysenberry Festival, the Knott's Soak City will be opening for its season starting on May 18th, going through September 8th when it closes down again. Then we're going to have Knott's Ghost Town Alive on June 14th to September 2nd. Mark your calendars for that one because that one's really fun. Knott's Summer Nights returning on June 14th to September 2nd. So Knott's is going to be doing Summer Nights while Disney is doing Pixar Fest. And then Knott's Spooky Farm and Knott's Scary Farm are also obviously returning. Knott's Spooky Farm, which is the daytime fun for younger kids, that's going to be Thursdays through Sundays from September 26th until October 31st. And then Knott's Scary Farm will start on September 19th, so a little bit later in the month of September, just like this last year, going till November 2nd. And then lastly, what we're in right now, next year's Knott's Merry Farm, also starting late, just like Disneyland. So Disneyland starts on November 15th. Knott's Berry Farm starts Merry Farm on the 22nd. So we're getting towards the end of the month there. It's interesting to see kind of why they're all going a little bit later. There's got to be a reason for it. But the only thing I could think of potentially is that's like election time. So that could be something. I don't know. But Knott's Merry Farm, November 22nd through January 5th. And lastly, not necessarily something that's coming to our Universal Studios, but worth mentioning as well. Over at Super Nintendo World, over at Universal Studios Japan, they finally announced an opening date or opening season for their Donkey Kong Country area of the theme park. It's going to be opening in spring of 2024. Now, for those of you that do frequent the Walt Disney World Resort or the Orlando area and go to Universal Studios Orlando, they're actually going to have this same area in Epic Universe. So if you don't or can't travel to Japan, but you can travel to Orlando, well, you'll also be able to experience Donkey Kong Country when Epic Universe opens in 2025. So we won't have to wait that much longer after Japan gets it. But from what we saw, they released kind of like a computer animated teaser of the land, kind of the way Nintendo did when they first opened Super Nintendo World in Japan. and it looks really cool. They show the new roller coaster kind of jumping track. They show different areas of the land. They also had a little event where they showed some of the merchandise that they're going to be having and some food items. It looks awesome. I can't believe that we're not going to get this in Hollywood. It looks like one of the coolest things and probably would have the longest line. So if you haven't already, check it out. Go to Universal Studios Hollywood's Twitter page, and they actually have a link to the video on their Twitter page that shows the whole Donkey Kong Country in the little mock-up rendering that they had. But that wraps up this episode. I'm so glad that we were able to talk about all those announcements from Disney, from Knott's, from Universal. There was so many this week, and it was kind of a slow news period, so it was weird to see Disney just drop all the dates for literally everything next year, and then bringing back Pixar Fest. Totally insane. But I wanted to thank you guys for bearing with me with my voice going in and out on this podcast. I really do appreciate it. Hopefully, when I record this podcast next week, my voice will be returned and I'll be back to normal. So, and then we will, I actually had plans to do a guest host episode this week, but because of these announcements, I was like, okay, we're going to have to push that back. So I let the guest host know that we're going to do that next week. So keep that in mind. We're going to do a little bit of a different episode next week's podcast, barring any major announcements again. but because all this stuff dropped, I wanted to take time to cover it, talk about it, since it's kind of like what everyone's been talking about online. So, but again, thanks for bearing with me while I've been sick with my voice. I really do appreciate it. Thanks for listening if you listened this far and suffered through the terrible sound. And if you haven't already, make sure you're following the podcast. Subscribe to the podcast, whatever you do on whatever platform you're listening to. And again, I wanted to thank everyone for listening to the podcast in 2023 and making the podcast grow in the ways that it did. I really do appreciate all of your support, all of your listening. And I love when you guys tag me in your Spotify Wrapped and your replays showing me what ranking my podcast was in all the different podcasts that you listen to. So it was really cool, and I appreciate that, and thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. It's a nice reminder for all the work that you do, so I appreciate it. But looking forward to next week. Like I mentioned, we're going to be doing a fun little episode, so stay tuned for that. But we'll see you on the next episode. Have a good week, everyone.